Today is Wednesday, July 28th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I'm done giving my vacation updates, and now it's like, what am I going to talk about? I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to talk about at all because nothing has happened recently. I've absolutely sucked on my diet, and once again, I'm afraid to weigh myself. It has been, I don't know, what, 2 weeks now since we got back from the vacation, probably more. And let's see, we went on vacation. I'm just looking here. We went on vacation on July 2nd. We were back. We'll just say I was back on the 9th. We were back on the 8th, but let's just say the 9th. And today is the 28th, so it will almost be 3 weeks. So we're talking about maybe a month of being off of my diet at this point. And I'm afraid to weigh, because I don't know how much I could have gained in that time, but it could have been a lot. So I'm sucking there. But you know what? I'm going to get back on the horse. The problem really, well, it's, we've talked about this a million times, but there are two problems. One of them is when I'm done working for the day, I don't feel like cooking. Maybe three problems. So one of them is I don't feel like cooking. The second one is when I'm on a diet, the easiest way to stay on the diet is to only have a few different recipes that I do, and to just recycle them over and over again. And they get very boring because if I have to cook every day, but not only that, I have to come up with creative new things that fit within the number of points that I need, but also are delicious and all of those things, and, you know, et cetera, then that's a problem because, again, it's more work that I have to do. And then the third thing is I really like fast food. Like, I really enjoy fast food, and that's my comfort food. And so if work is stressing me out, if I'm angry, sad, happy, any emotion at all, I want to get my comfort food, which is fast food. So, and there's more. I mean, the other one is, you know, when I'm on a diet, it's not Mark's fault, but I'll just say, you know, I like to please the person that I'm with. And he has never told me this. Like, he has not told me this, but I feel like, oh my God, I'm cooking the same diet foods every day. He is probably hating this. And I get that in my head, and then I think, ugh, it's just not worth it. Let's go to Whataburger or whatever. So I don't know, but I'm going to go back on it. I'm determined to go back on it soon. I'm going to say on this podcast that I will start back my Weight Watchers diet no later than August 2nd. I'm going to figure this out. Now, I have been scattering some lower calorie meals in. I have been cooking some, but I haven't been able to consistently stay on it. Like, there have been days where I've been on it, but I'm saying I haven't consistently stayed on it since we got back. So let's talk about the Olympics. So we're watching the Olympics, and I love gymnastics. Now, there may be a spoiler here. I don't like spoilers. And I'll tell you what I've been doing because, most of the events, because it's in Japan, most of the events are happening at like 6 a.m. my time. And Mark watches the news every morning in bed. That's how he wakes up. And so he puts on Good Morning America every morning, and that's how he wakes up. So now what I've been doing, because Good Morning America, of course, is going to talk about what happened in the Olympics. That's going to be one of their topics. And because the events that I want to watch that are prime time events, are happening around 6 a.m., like the men's gymnastics, the women's gymnastics, the, well, those are the two that I really care about. The diving. By the time Good Morning America starts, they've already got some results back from those. Or at least, you know, they've started. And so what I've been doing is I've been putting it when the news comes on and it wakes me up, I put my headphones in and I put on a podcast, which is meaning that I can't really go back to sleep because I've got a podcast in my ear, but I can't hear the news. And so that way I don't get any spoilers. And so my Google Now or my homepage on my phone, because it's an Android phone, Google gives me news stories and stuff that it thinks that I'm going to be interested in. And it's very good. Like, Google is very good at knowing what I would be interested in, mostly. But it was giving me a bunch of Olympics stuff, specifically gymnastics, because again, Google knows. So, and I have to like fuzz my eyes. I have to defocus when I switch to that page so that if there's a picture of Simone Biles or something or Tom Daley for diving, you know, I don't read the headline. And so I kept clicking on those and saying, not interested, not interested, not interested, so I could get the Olympic. So I've gone through all this trouble to not get any spoilers. And it's worked. I haven't had many spoilers. And so I'm saying that to say, and now here I am going to give you guys some information on this podcast but I'm telling you in advance, I gave you plenty of warning. There are going to be spoilers. So Simone Biles is one of the, first of all, Tom Daley. What a hunk. Hubba hubba. I never say that. I don't know why I just said that. I never say what a hunk. Like, that's never something that comes out of my mouth. But he is so hot to me. Anyway, he won his first gold in the Olympics. I was so happy. I was almost in tears because I've been following Tom Daley for years. He has a YouTube channel. I even watch his YouTube channel. I subscribe to his YouTube channel. Because, I mean, at the very least, he's eye candy. So I feel like I know him. I feel like, you know, it's one of those situations where when you have a podcast you listen to all the time, you feel like you know them. Well, it's the same thing with these YouTubers. You know, you watch a YouTuber for a long time, you feel like you know them. And when they did their last dive, of course, they switched. Because they've been doing this thing where they show the family members at home watching of all the Olympians, because, you know, they can't be there in person because of COVID. So they switched to his husband, Lance. Is it Lance? What's his name? I don't know, his husband. Now, all of a sudden, I blanked on his husband's name. The movie producer guy, Dustin something, something or other. I feel like it is Lance, but now I don't know. Now I feel like I need to look it up. Because I'm just going to Google it right now. Tom Daley husband. Dustin Lance Black. That's what it is. I was right. For some reason, every time I say that, I think Lance Bass. And then that's obviously not his husband. But anyway, I was right. Dustin Lance Black. So he screamed like a little girl. Got down on his knees, was putting his hands over his face. He was shaking. It was so cute. It was adorable. And it made me get a little teary. Anyway, I was really happy about that because I've been watching Tom in the last two Olympics, maybe three. I always watch the Olympics every year, and I can't remember if I watched him two Olympics ago. I was watching the Olympics two Olympics ago, but I can't remember if I was watching him at that point. But anyway, so I must have been, because I feel like he came out somewhere around there as being gay and there was controversy and I don't know. I feel like I knew who he was back then. So anyway, that was cool. But Olympics, my favorite sport is women's gymnastics. Now I'll say we watched all the men's gymnastics. I always know to have low expectations of the men's team because they're not as good as the women. They didn't medal. you know, I was irritated by that, but I expected it. I set low expectations for the men's team. But I was really had high expectations for the women's. And Simone Biles, greatest of all time, yada, yada, yada. I mean, I've been watching women's gymnastics since I was in junior high. I follow Kim Zemeskal back in the day, and I can't remember any other names, but all Dominique Dawes, I feel like, was a name. Anyway, all these people. I followed all these people. And Simone Biles, really good. And yeah, she did her first event for the team finals, and then she withdrew. She messed up, and then she withdrew, and she said it was for mental health reasons, and I don't know what to think about that. And then the team went on to get a silver medal, which I should be happy about, but they've gotten a gold medal the past two Olympics, and so this was a step back for them. Now, come to find out, she has now withdrawn from the all-arounds, so it's putting a little dark cloud over my Olympics. Because Simone Biles has also withdrawn from the all-arounds, and I don't know if she's going to do the event finals. Ugh, so much drama. But I love the Olympics, and we are watching as much as we can because I love it. I don't know why. I don't like team sports all that much, but I love the Olympics. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.